But not in his love.
但是没信心在他的爱那里,
that is why so many who are least in the kingdom of God will turn out to be the greatest.
所以这个就是这个原因,
because they have faith in God's love.
是因为他们有信心在神的爱那里,
that no matter how the storm blows, they know, my God loves me, he'll never let me down. Now that is a saving faith.
就是无论什么暴风雨来临的时候,他都知道神是爱我的。
And because they know that God loves them, therefore they delight to do His will.
因为他们知道神是爱我,神的旨意是对他们来说是好的,所以他们喜欢做神的旨意。
So don't imagine that you have faith in God when you have only faith in His power.
所以不要以为你是有信心,如果你的信心只是在他的力量方面来说,
that faith is incomplete.
因为这个信心是不完全的。
But the person who has faith in God's love also has faith in His power.
而那个在神的爱里面有信心的,在神的大能方面也有信心。
Because he knows that God will not let him down and has the power not to let him down.
因为他知道神是不会令他失望,神是不会令他失望。
Now you can see what Paul means when he says the greatest of these is love. He compares to faith and hope, love, and he says love is greater even than faith.
所以你现在就可以明白为什么保罗跟你说有信望爱三种,但最大的就是爱。
So we can see now whether you have this saving faith or not. What is your attitude towards God?
所以现在你可以知道自己有没有这个得救的信心,就是看你对于神的态度是怎样。
If you think of God as a severe tyrant sitting on a throne, I'm sure you have great confidence in his power. But you have no confidence in his love. Like that bad servant in the parable of the talents, he said, I knew you were a severe man, he said to the master. He never knew that his master was also a loving master. How can a faith in a tyrant sitting on a throne save you?
有什么可能啊,你的信心,如果是建立在一个暴君之上的信心,是能够令你得救呢?
Not until you know God as your father, and a father that you love.
除非你的信心是令你知道神是你的父亲,
and that you love so much that you want to do his will with joy.
而你爱你的父亲,你愿意跟他的旨意而行,
then you will have saving faith.
这时候你才会有一个得救的信心。
And then the Lord Jesus goes on to say this.
耶稣也继续是这样说了,
he says, everyone who hears my words and does them is like one who builds his house on the solid rock.
耶稣是说到,凡听见我的话就去行的,好比一个聪明人,把房子盖在磐石上。
But the man who hears my words and doesn't do them,
但是那些听见我的话不去行的,
he builds his house on sand.
他把房子盖在沙土上。
Now all of you have been to Sunday school are so familiar with this picture.
如果你们是去过主日学的话,
but today we had longer time in our program, and so we have to close for today.
因为今天我们将会有以下的聚会,
and we shall continue to see the richness of what the Lord Jesus means in these words.
所以我们就会迟些才继续看主耶稣在这里的教训。
And we are going to see next week how the Lord expounds the meaning of this precious passage. I have many times said that the Apostle Paul is the finest commentator, the best teacher of the Lord's teaching. And I want to show you how he expounds these particular words. But today it is sufficient for us to see then whether or not we have saving faith.
今天我们足够的就是要看到究竟你是否有这个得救的信心。
Certainly nothing will be more terrible than those people who will be disillusioned on what the Lord Jesus says on that day.
对于一些人,如果他是被迷惑了,在那天的时候,他们会有很大的悲情。
Verse 22, on that day, which day?
在22节那里说,当那日,哪一日呢?
That of course is the day of judgment.
当然就是审判来临的一日。
Are you sure you will be on the right side of the judgment?
你有没有这个信心知道你是在得救那边?
Are you sure that because you say you have faith, you've got the right kind of faith?
你信不信得过你自己说你自己有信心?
You know, this message needs to be broadcasted to all the churches today, the teaching of Jesus.
我们要知道这一段 经文是这么重要，他直情是需要在这个教会里面是要讲过出去。
Brothers and sisters, I weep for those people. When I think of that day and the day of judgment, when the Lord will turn to them and say, who are you? I don't know who you are.
对于那等人在将来那日的时候，如果主人对他们讲话，你是谁？我都不认识你，那等人是多么悲惨。
On that day, these people will say, but Lord, I was in church every Sunday.
而这等人可能是对主说，主啊，我不是每个星期日都是来教会聚会。
You surely know me.
你当然是认识我啦。
I was baptized in such a church.
而在那间教会中，我之前都是受过浸添。
You know the one with that, well, that pastor there. He was quite a good man.
你知道我啦，你知道我咁喺同埋牧师喺埋一起。
Or that pastor who is so famous.
如果牧师系咁出名嘅添。
The Lord Jesus said, I don't know who you are.
但系主对佢讲话，我唔知你系边个。
Depart from me, you evildoers.
你离开我啦，你哋啲作恶嘅人。
I dare not think, brothers and sisters, to how many people this will come as a shock of their lives.
我直情都唔敢想象，对于几多人嚟讲，喺当日呢个咁嘅发生嘅事，对于佢嘅生命嚟讲系有几大嘅震惊。
When they have to hang their heads and walk away into the judgment.
而佢哋只有垂下佢哋嘅头，去到审判台前。
Because some preacher said to them, "Just have faith and you are saved." They quoted Paul without quoting the rest of what Paul said.
就因为好多嘅牧师同佢哋讲话，你哋有呢、这个只要信就得救啦。
Because some evangelists were more interested in counting the number of raised hands than the kind of people who could stand before the judgment of God.
因为好多传道人佢哋所有兴趣嘅就系只系话几多个人举佢嘅手话愿意信耶稣，而唔系想睇下究竟几多人喺主嘅面前能够站立得住。
God have mercy upon those preachers who want to report to their headquarters of how many people made a decision for Christ.
而主对于呢等人系对佢讲话，如果有几多个人系信主嘅时候
，You cannot play with the souls of people。
对主对佢哋系有怜悯嘅。
To be able to say in this church so and so many people registered a decision for Christ may be very nice for my glory。
但系对于呢等人，虽然佢哋今日系喺一个教会入边系登记咗话信主啦
，It'll do nothing for these poor people when they stand before God。
但系到佢哋喺主面前受审嘅时候，对佢嚟讲一啲帮助都冇。
And what will be the responsibility of these preachers before God if ever they manage to survive the judgment?
而对于呢等咁样做嘅传道人嚟讲又点呢？
The words of the Lord Jesus, they are faithful and they are true.
主耶稣嘅教训系忠实而且系真理。
Whenever you tell another person and you witness to another person about saving, being saved through faith, I beg of you, do them the favor.Of telling them what faith means in the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
所以每当你对人哋话你系因信得救嘅时候，我请你最紧要系要同佢哋解释乜嘢叫做信。
Remember, don't be able to have the joy of saying I led somebody to Christ.
所以你唔好话自己又有咗呢个开心话啊，我已经又带人信主啦咁。
When in fact all you have done is led him into the judgment.
但系你所实际上做嘅只不过系带到佢去审判台前。
Make sure that he is truly in salvation.
你要真係好清楚咁知道佢只不過喺救恩之中。
I'd like to conclude with sharing a few words about Luke chapter 13 verse 25 that is related to this passage.
我哋而家就再想喺結束嘅時候再睇一睇路加福音嘅第十三章入邊一段。
Luke chapter 13 verses 25 to 27。
就喺第十三章第二十。
Maybe you can read from verse 24.
我哋可以系由第二十四节一路睇落去。
To verse 27。
第二十四节讲，耶稣对众人说：你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。及至家主起来关了门，你们站在外面叩门说：主啊，给我们开门。他就回答说：我不认识你们，不晓得你们是从哪里来的。那时你们要说：我们在你面前吃过、喝过。你也在我们的街上教训过人，他要说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是从哪里来的，你们这一切作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Now this last sentence will be very familiar to us now from Matthew.
在这里讲到这一句，当然在马太福音我们都有看过。
And perhaps our brother read verse 28 for us too.
我们再看第二十八节，你们要看见阿伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在上帝的国里。 你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Notice these words, and you will say, oh, these words are frightening. It is almost prophetic of how many people the Lord Jesus will address in the second person. You will say.
在这里我们可以看到说，你要说。
Now notice here, what I find is enough to make one weep, are those words in verse 26.
就在第26节那里提到说，那时候你们要说。
Those words in 26 say, then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. Are those words not enough to make you weep? We ate and drank in your presence. That's the plea. Surely you can't say you don't know us. You have seen me before. I ate and drank in front of you. If I'm in front of you, you surely saw me when I was eating and drinking. The meaning is, we sat at the same table. Where else would you see me eating and drinking in front of you? We sat at the same table. We were sitting at the table. You remember me? I was sitting right opposite you. Tragic words, isn't it? It's enough to make one weep, but the plea is no use. The Lord repeats one more time. Verse 27, I tell you truly, I don't know who you are. I share something from these words, something deep from my own heart, is this. I hear that many people who sat at the communion table in the various communions on this very Sunday and will be able to say to Jesus, but we sat at your table. We ate and drank in front of you. Lord Jesus said, I don't know who you are. Is that not something to think about, something to weep about? I say to you, I share so much time on this subject with you today, precisely in the hope that this will not happen to any of you. Just because you say you have faith, does not mean you have the saving faith. Just because you sat at communion today does not mean that you have saving faith. Make sure that you have saving faith. Otherwise, the final tragedy will be the greatest of all. And on the day of judgment, the Lord pronounces these frightening words. I never knew you. I never knew you, as we saw in the Bible study I mentioned 2 weeks ago, is the word of the ban. It's a banishment formula. It doesn't mean that Jesus never saw you before. Of course, as your creator, as your maker, he knows, he has seen you before. But he means that it is a banishment statement which was used by the Jewish rabbis. When the Lord Jesus said, when they said, I ate and drank in front of you, it doesn't mean the Lord Jesus' memory is so bad that he didn't remember seeing them. He means that he does not recognize you. He has nothing to do with you. When he says, I do not know you, means you are not one of my own. You don't belong to me. Oh, I beg of you to realize then, today is the day to do his will.
所以我请你们各位今天要明白，今天就是那天要做神的旨意的开始。
And to do it because you love him.
而你为什么要做他的旨意，就是因为你爱他。
And you love him because he loves you.
而你爱他的原因就是他爱你先。
He doesn't want to send you away.
他当然不是想叫你离开他。
God has no pleasure in sending anyone into the judgment.
是叫你离开他这件事上面，他自己本人是得不到什么利益。
But you give him no alternative. If you live a life of selfishness, of pride, of doing your own will all the time.
但你已经给了没有选择的余地给他，因为你其实整个生命都是这么自私，不听他说话。
The Bible tells us again and again, God does not will anyone to perish. He does not desire anyone to perish.
圣经跟我们讲到话，神他不是，他是愿意，不愿意任何一个人得救，不愿意任何一个人得救。
I think of those words in the prophet where he stretches out his hand and says to Jerusalem, why will you die? Why do you choose to die?
就是我看到先知书的时候讲过，即是他伸开自己的手对耶路撒冷说，为什么你自己是愿意选择死亡？
I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Why do you choose the way of death?
他说我在你面前摆开的就是生的路和死的路，为什么你是要选死的路？
Now this message that we have preached today may not be a very comfortable message.
今天我们讲的这个信息未必是一个很舒服的信息。
But the Lord's words are not comfortable. They are true, and true words are not always comfortable.
但是主的说话是真理，真理未必时时都是令人咁舒服的。
You know, the Lord Jesus finishes. We have now come, and next week we conclude the Sermon on the Mount.
我们现在是看到去新山宝训的结束的阶段的时候。
And the Lord concludes his message with a warning.
但是耶稣基督他在结束的时候是用一个警告来结束。
The last words of the Sermon on the Mount was, and great was the fall of it, the fall of that Christian, or so-called Christian.
在新山宝训那里最后一句说话说，那些倒塌，并且倒塌得很大。
Now this is interesting because in our human way of thinking, we like to conclude everything on a nice note.
这点就是很有兴趣，就是我们人性方面来讲，我们很多时都喜欢结束，用一个很快乐的结束来圆满结束它。
Every preacher and every pastor would like to close his message with something that sounds nice and comforting that you can take home with you.
每一个牧师都是很愿意的，当他们教训完之后，都是用一个最美好的信息来结束。
But not so the words of the Lord Jesus.
但耶稣基督的教训就不是。
In the Jewish synagogues, exactly the same thing happens.
在犹太人的会堂里面，同一件事在发生。
Do you know that there are four books in the Old Testament that concludes with words of severe warning?
你知不知道在旧约里面有四本书是有很严厉的警告？
And one of these, of course, is Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, which concludes with the word curse.
而其中的一本就是马拉基书，就是旧约最后一本书。
If you do not do these things, the curse will come upon you. The frightening words of Malachi.
他最后一个字就是咒诅，就是说如果你不是依据这些说话去行，你的就会被人咒诅。
And in consequence of this, in the Jewish synagogues, when the Bible is read,
而最大的一点就是，在所有会堂里面，那些圣经是被人读。
The Jews always read the penultimate verse after the last verse.That is to say, when they have read the last verse of Malachi, they go back and read the verse before that last verse one more time.
而佢哋啲猶太人讀嘅時候，好多時佢讀完馬拉基書最後一節嘅時候，佢又翻返去再讀翻前邊嗰一節。
In order not to have to end their Bible reading on such a frightening word.
佢哋咁樣做嘅意思就係話，唔想佢哋讀經嘅時候，讀到最後一節結尾嘅時候，又有用一個咁可怕嘅句子嚟結尾。
They do the same thing when they read Isaiah, because the book of Isaiah also concludes on a severe note of warning.
當佢哋讀以賽亞書嘅時候，佢哋亦都係做同一件事，因為以賽亞書最後一節嘅時候，亦都係咁嚴厲嘅責備。
And they do the same with Ecclesiastes as well, and the book of Lamentation. All of these books end on a note of warning.
与其他譬如好似传道书咁，佢哋都系同作同一件事。
And the Lord Jesus does the same. He concludes this wonderful message with a note of warning. Why? Because he loves us so.
主耶稣亦都系做同一件事，就系喺最后嘅时候，佢用好严厉嘅警告我哋。点解咧？是因为佢系爱我哋，所以先警告我哋。
And so I share with you also these faithful words. I ask you again, examine yourself before God and ask yourself, is your faith the saving faith?
所以在这里我就跟你说, 在神的面前自己是省察自己,
there is no more important question than I can ask you this day.
而在现在这个日子,
because your eternal salvation depends on your right answer to this question. Let us be quiet before God in prayer.